Yeah, we're still here. It is Mile High Magazine, and I'm Murphy Houston. And joining me now from Platform is Director Michael Gadlin. Michael, good to have you back on Mile High Magazine.
Hey, Murphy, thanks for having me. It's always great to talk with you. This is a great season. Happy New Year to you.
Yep, same to you. Well, that's a good topic to start with then. What is going on? Let's back up a little bit. I know about Platform because you and I have talked before, but there may be a lot of folks that have no idea what is Platform. So let's start there. What is it?
I love it. Yeah, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we connect youth, high school youth, and artists, professional artists, locally and from all around the world. Often, we provide them with resources to reach their full potential. And we make this connection that's kind of unique to our organization, where the youth, we have programs that are created around the artist practice that come in these artist residencies. So youth get to see what a professional artist is really working on and sort of their process. And
wow.
So it's really this lovely sort of, you know, unit of exploration and helping artists also, you know, realize their full potential, not just the teens. So it's a really unique residency. Yeah.
It's unheard of. I've never heard of anything like that. And these young people must be like overwhelmed to actually meet artists that they adore or they want to replicate or whatever. It must be amazing.
It really is. And we've been around for 22 years. It is competitive to get in to our youth program. And by the way, Murphy, these youth are paid interns. So a lot of our funding that we get goes, almost 90% of it will go towards youth interns that are getting paid. I mean, they're paid. It's so unique. We're not just taking youth and taking advantage of the time.
Right.
We want to pay them so that they feel valued.
So this kind of rotates in. What's it like? Does the artist come in from all over the world? I think last time we talked, you mentioned you had people involved from all over the world.
Spain.
Yeah, from Spain.
Yeah, we have artists from Spain.
That's exactly right. So these youngsters come in from local schools or wherever. How long are they involved? Is it a whole year, a semester? How does that work?
That's a great question. So once our youth are in our art lab program, and they can enter in their sophomore year, they have to have a year of high school, they will stay with us for the rest of their high school as long as they're interested. Now, some bow out. That happens every once in a while.
Right.
But they're dedicated through their high school. So we have a kind of graduation ceremony, you know, that obviously parallels their own graduation from high school.
Sure.
That we do within. But they're with us through the whole high school. So they will see and witness all kinds of programming, not just around artists, but we have explorations where we go to, you know, farms and equestrian therapy. We just did something this past fall with equestrian therapy. We go to Meow, you know, Meow Wolf.
Sure, sure.
They've given us tickets for free to have these kids experience things they might not otherwise experience. So we have a lot of programming around. Art's just kind of our base. It's our central, you know, efforts. But we do all kinds of things, but they're with us for the rest of their high school as long as they want to. And that's a big dedication.
And that's a lot of dedication on their end. Is it not a daily thing? Is it, Michael? Are they there every day or is it a couple days a week?
That's
How does
a great
that happen?
Question too. Yeah. So we have during the school year, we have after school activities on Wednesdays. It's called Art Lab Underground, and that is run by the students themselves. So it's a chance for them to kind of run things, decide what they, you know, what kind of programs they want to do after school, just to, you know, kind of be involved in their own, with their own peers.
Right.
And then every Saturday is when we ask the artists who are in residence with us to be with them through the day on Saturday. Now, our artists have full reign 24-hour, you know, 24/7 to their studio. We have a studio and a gallery separate from our programming space.
Right.
For the first time in our history. Once I came in, that was something, you know, I quickly tried to do because we needed two spaces. So those artists can create through the week, but the teens will come in on the weekend.
Okay.
So that's during the school year. Now, during the summer, we're full bore during the week. We have 3 days a week full, and then weekends are kind of open to other stuff if they decide, but during the summer, it's different. Yeah.
Well, and then how does it start? Okay, you say a sophomore year in high school. What do they do? Yep. Are they approached by their counselor or maybe an art teacher or what happens?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So we have cohorts we work with, whether it's DSST Cole, East High School. We have our program directors. We don't really call them teachers because they're more directors of our programming. They will go in and often we kind of collaborate with other high schools. They get to know what we do. They get to, and if kids are interested, they tell them, and that's how they sort of know, you know, who we are, and we send applications. So our application is very specific. It's every, I think we're doing it soon in February, March. And we'll decide who the next seats that are available for those who graduated by the beginning of summer.
Boy.
We'll know. And so, yeah, our application process is not that different, except for the visual part of it. We don't need that. We don't ask that from the kids. It's not that different from the artists. So
right.
When artists apply to be a part of a program, it's kind of the same rigor. We want kids who are really interested, but we also, we don't hold them, you know, it's not like you have to have a certain GPA and all this. It's just your interest. And so they write, a short brief thing on their interest
in the
program.
What's the competition like, though, Michael? There must be a lot of kids that want to get involved once they find out what marvelous things you're doing over there at Platt Forum.
It really is. Because there's a lot of kids who, you know, want to explore the issues that they're interested in through art and have art as a, you know, as a core study that they may not get in their high school. So
sure.
It's really competitive. I think we've got, you know, we'll have upwards of, you know, 100 or 200 kids.
Whoa.
Try to apply, but our seats are only, so if we now serve 50 high school teams, and this is all year round now, when I stepped into the role two and a half years ago, we had 15. So we've grown exponentially, serving those kids that are with us all the time. Now, of course, we, you know, collaborate and touch base with other schools, so our program kind of is expanded. But our kids that come in that are part of this are 50, and then the graduating class might be 6 or 7. I think we had 9 last year. So those are the seats that would be available. So it's really a small handful. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're making that choice and not me. That would be hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, I'm with you. I'm glad I don't either. You know who we have? Peers, creating open doors for other peers is an important part of our philosophy.
Oh, I like that.
I don't make those decisions.
Yeah.
We have other peers who are on the panel that would help choose. And obviously our program director directs that panel. But we don't want too many adults who maybe don't understand what the teens' needs are.
Right.
I mean, we can, you know, at the top ask the right questions.
Sure.
But no, we want their peers to be part of that decision making. Who's a good fit? Yeah, it's amazing. It's good stuff.
Something I want to ask you about, because I don't think we talked about this last time, at least I don't recall, because when you told me just now that Platt Forum had been around for 22 years,
yeah,
that's a long time. Now, you're still in Lakewood over there on Colfax, correct?
No. So guess what? So that's where Edge Gallery is.
Oh.
That has hosted our show there in Lakewood. We are still in downtown. We're actually in kind of the Five Points area.
Sure.
27th and Arapahoe. That's where our art lab is. And then Taxi, which is that big development over on Ringsby Court, kind of in the depths of Rhino.
Right.
That's where our gallery and studio sits,
nice.
Right at 36th and Ringsby Court in that new development. Yeah. So we're still in Denver, and we've been here. We moved 3 years ago from the Temple across the street from Redline Art Gallery.
So how did it start, though? Who started this wonderful concept for helping these kids with art?
A good friend of mine who I consider a mentor, Judy Anderson, started this back in the day, 22 years ago.
Wow.
And Judy Anderson has been dedicated. We actually have a Judy Anderson fund that gives $1,000 to professional artists every year as kind of an award for their service in the community. Because we discovered, Murphy, you know, many years ago that artists are celebrated when they're in a gallery in a very specific kind of circle, but they're not celebrated kind of publicly. And you don't have a lot of like these opportunities where they're celebrated for their efforts beyond. And so the Judy Anderson Award is something we continue all the time. And I talk to her almost every month on how we're doing. And, and she is such a great, great person. So
that's great.
Love her.
Great to hear that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your latest exhibit. Talk about what's going on now at Art Lab. What's up?
Yeah, so we have we worked with this gallery, Edge Gallery, which is in itself a co-op. It's artist run, right? And that's the one in Lakewood that you mentioned.
Sure.
In fact, I've got the address here. It's 6501 West Colfax in Lakewood. I think it's part of that 40 West kind of art area. And we worked with them last year, And they had an opening. They said, hey, we want to host a show. We want, you know, I know some people over there. And we thought, what better opportunity would it be to give our teens the space, right, to sure. sort of do what they want to do rather than, and you know, the sort of automatic, you know, opportunity in your head would be like, oh, one of our professional artists. And we thought, no, let's really make this an art lab thing. And so they've, through the past year, they've been creating works that are all about, you know, their socially engaged, you know, collective important topics
sure.
like social justice issues, which we're big on, that are affecting their community, and things that they worry about. I mean, this is powerful stuff. It really, we give them the freedom to express how they want to. So they're talking about, you know, future generational, you know, ideas
sure.
and all the topics, housing injustice, mental health, which, by the way, we have a service for our teens.
Oh, good for you.
Well.
That's so important.
Yeah,
so important.
It is. It is.
Yeah,
climate change, reproductive rights. So they have a chance with all they've learned, right, through all these professional artists who also speak on, you know, social justice issues.
Sure.
Now the teens get to do it. And so this is big for them to be out in the public and in another gallery outside of our space.
How big? They got to be so excited. It'd be like making the Broncos if you're a high school football player. I mean, this
exactly,
is big time.
Exactly.
Big time.
It is. Going into a real gallery. And the title of their show, our teens, they create everything from start to finish. We just help guide where needed. But the title of the show is called Spoiled Echoes. And it's, you know, it's one of those titles where it's like, I wonder what that's going to be about. But I like it that way.
It's going on right now, though, is it not?
So we will pop it up Friday, January 5th.
Oh, that's,
so I know
yeah, that's...
once it, yeah, and it will run through January 21st. So we get most of January, and the gallery hours, so everyone kind of knows and can go by. If you don't make the opening, because I don't, you know, that may not be the case here when we air, but it will, every Saturday they're open in the evening, I think 5 to 9, that co-op gallery. But every, Friday they're open.
Okay.
Later, like after work hours. Saturday and Sunday, they are open from 12 to 6.
Okay.
And
give
so
us...
this gallery as a co-op is kind of has limited hours, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And give us a location again, Michael, again.
Yep. Location is 6501 West Colfax Avenue in Lakewood. It's called Edge Gallery. You can look at their site, and obviously you can go to platform.org to find out more.
Do you need tickets?
Do
you need tickets to get in?
No. And that's the great thing. I'm glad you asked. Anything we do, Murphy, it's always free.
Good.
We want to provide that service so that people can, you know, meet people. We want to open doors. We don't want to close them. So everything's accessible.
Well, it's so exciting for these kids. You got such a good thing going. I'm all into kids raise kids. I got grandkids now that have so many things going on, and you want to encourage it. And what you're doing is unbelievable. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we got to keep this thing going and support those who will, you know, be future leaders.
Absolutely.
That's our big thing.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking to a platform director, Michael Gadlin. You know what I like about you, Michael, is your enthusiasm. Your sincerity.
I appreciate you.
You know, I mean,
well, yours rubs off on me.
Well, I don't know, but I can feel yours. And I've done this I've been in radio, gosh, I guess 50 some years.
Wow.
But and after that, when you talk to people, you can feel the sincerity. You really can, and you've got it. You've got it, my friend.
I appreciate it. Oh, I love that. Well, I appreciate you. Thanks for giving us the time and learning more about
absolutely.
Us.
And thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
Hey, you too, Murphy. Have a good one. And again, happy 2024.
Yep,
let's do it, man.
Absolutely. Make it a good year. And we're starting off right by talking to you. Appreciate that very much.
I love it.
Yep.
Take care, Murphy.
Take care. You too. And you guys too. Thanks for listening to Mile High Magazine. I am Murphy Houston. Happy 2024 to you. And we'll talk to you again next week.